Police in Memphis, Tennessee, say Elvis Presley, the Mississippi boy whose country rock guitar and gyrating hips launched a new style in popular music, died this afternoon at Baptist Hospital. Presley was 42 years old. Elvis had been taken to the emergency room of the hospital suffering from what hospital officials said was respiratory distress. Presley had been hospitalized several times in recent years for rest and for eye problems. My, what a shock this is. Elvis Presley, dead, age 42.
WCCO Radio News, the shocking death of Elvis Presley. This is Dick Chapman, brought to you by New York Clothing, the miracle in Minnesota. Just in, Elvis Presley, the Mississippi boy whose country rock guitar and gyrating hips launched a new style in popular music, died this afternoon at Baptist Hospital. Police said he was 42. Baptist Hospital is in Memphis. Presley, who parlayed a $4 trip to a recording studio into a multi-million dollar business, was taken to the emergency room of Baptist Hospital in serious condition this afternoon, suffering from what hospital officials said was respiratory distress. Presley was taken from his Graceland mansion to the hospital in a fire department ambulance. He'd been hospitalized several times in recent years for rest and for eye problems. Right now, 22 degrees Celsius, 72 Fahrenheit. This is Dick Chapman, WCCO Radio News.
Boy, that was a shocker about Elvis Presley dying at 42 years of age. I've been racking my brain while I'm sitting here. Seems to me that either his father or mother died really young also. We don't have any details on what he died of. They said he was suffering from respiratory distress, took him into the hospital today in Memphis, and he died shortly afterwards. 42 years of age. Elvis Presley dead. Elvis Presley. He is dead at 42 years of age. Presley was taken to the emergency room of a hospital in Memphis today, suffering from what the officials of the hospital said was respiratory distress. Presley had been hospitalized several times in recent years for rest and eye problems, and he died shortly after he was taken into the hospital. Presley went from driving a truck to driving the girls crazy in the mid-1950s. They screamed and they jumped and they hollered. When Elvis used to gyrate around the stage, he wore a sequined, skin-tight outfit. He appeared on television on the very popular Ed Sullivan show. They shot him from the pelvis up. In those days, they felt that it was too risque to show his pelvis on television. And so all you saw of Elvis was from his pelvis up on his first appearance on the Sullivan program on Sunday evenings, a program that most people in America watched at that time. He once asked his mother, because of all the talk about him being vulgar on stage, "Mama, do you think I'm vulgar when I perform on the stage?" And his mother said something, and perhaps it proved prophetic. She said, "Son, you are not vulgar, but you're putting too much into your singing. You keep that up. You won't live to be 30. And we're discussing the shocking news that just came into our CCO newsroom just minutes ago, that Elvis Presley, a top-flight singer and personality in this country since 1955, is dead today at the age of 42. He died of respiratory difficulties. That's all we know at this time. Elvis Aaron Presley, born in a two-room house in Tupelo, Mississippi, on January 8, 1935. During his prime in the 1960s, Elvis weighed about 175 pounds, stood about 6 foot tall. He looked great. He was in super shape. But in recent years, Presley was plagued by height problems. You know, he was had problems with his back as well as fatigue. But get this. Presley, dead today at 42, did not smoke. He did not drink. And in his later years, he didn't even drive a car. Great songs that he was associated with will never really die out, especially for his fans who are really legendary. When he comes, he was here recently in Minneapolis, St. Paul. Folks turned out in huge numbers to hear him sing tunes like Blue Suede Shoes, Jailhouse Rock, Heartbreak Hotel. As I mentioned earlier, Presley did not smoke, drink, nor did he drive a car. But you know, he had a generous habit of giving cars away to friends, policemen, and admirers. Presley had more than 30 gold records. That means a million sellers. He also was very popular on a silver screen. Made more than 25 films. Thousands of his followers were proud members of the Elvis Presley National Fan Club, which once had 400,000 members in the United States, Canada, Mexico, Cuba, England, France, and Australia. At its headquarters in Madison, Tennessee, as many as 4,000 letters a day poured in. Each was processed by one of Presley's employees. Anyone who wrote in was sent a free membership card and an invitation to buy autographed photos of the singing star. Elvis Presley, dead today, age 42. Shocker, wasn't it, Dick?
Yes, 42 is just... Well, obviously nothing was wrong with him. He had some small health problems, but then for this, we still don't know exactly what was the cause of death.
That's right. Colonel Parker, who was instrumental in helping Elvis along to his fame and fortune, it would be interesting to know how he feels today. I'm sure he feels bereft of a good friend, although I don't think these two were very close in the last couple of years, but Parker was instrumental in getting Elvis started and also making him a star. Well, you were an old rock and roll musician, Dan. I imagine that... rhetorical question. You were shocked by the death of Elvis Presley this afternoon.
Very much so. We used to play Elvis songs ourselves for quite a few years. I remember the first hits he had when I was a young scruff of a kid.
Yeah.
Heartbreak Hotel, Don't Be Cruel.
I was doing a nighttime show here in the Twin Cities from 8 to midnight in 1955. And I remember the promotion man coming in from RCA Victor with this record of Elvis Presley, and the very first tune, which slips my mind. It wasn't Heartbreak Hotel, but it was one prior to that. Whatever the first big hit was, or Blue Suede
Blue
Shoes.
Blue Suede Shoes, yeah. Maybe.
Anyway, he came in, he said, you're not going to believe this record. And I said, okay, so listen to it. Now, this was really a shocker, because all of the music up that we were playing on the radio at that time was like, it was sweet and warm and wonderful. Mm-hmm. It was Doris Day, and it was Frank Sinatra, and it was people like that, right? And here comes this kid who sounds very country and very wild, and he's just wailing on this tune, you know. In all of my infinite wisdom, which has proved to be my downfall through my checkered and long and mediocre career, I said, I can't believe this. It's just terrible, I said.
It couldn't have been appealing at first. Was
no,
it Hound Dog?
Just,
was that what... Remember?
Hound Dog. That's what... You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Right.
That's what it was. I said, I can't believe this, man. He said, you better be playing it. Because he said it's going to be the biggest thing in this country. I said, well, I'll play it, but I can't believe this kid's ever going to make it. Yeah.
It's interesting to think how... hearing of the death of Elvis, how it affects each of us. What, in other words, what do you think of when you think of Elvis Presley? Is it when, you just mentioned, when you first heard of him is probably your greatest impression. Mine, probably the same thing, when I first heard of him, and yet he wasn't that good then, compared to how he improved over the years and where his career carried him into movies and into all phases of entertainment, and of course his popularity on the Ed Sullivan Show, and Ed made sure we got him, you know?
Yeah.
Ed Sullivan had Presley on, but
well, as I mentioned earlier, when Sullivan had him on the show, though, the this country was rather conservative in its mean at that time, and so they were a little upset by the way he moved his pelvis.
Mm-hmm. They didn't even show him from the waist
down. No, they did not. They shot him from the waist up, you see.
Isn't that something, how times have changed?
It sure is. I saw, well, we digress here. We'll get into it more. Just give it to you real quick. Elvis Presley died this afternoon, 42 years of age. Respiratory difficulties, the only thing we know at this time. He died in Memphis. Now we'll do the weather.
WCCO Radio News, this is Jurgen Nash, and the news is presented by Twin City Federal, the pass card leader, with 24 offices and pass card saving centers all over town to serve you. The king of rock and roll is dead. Elvis Presley, the man who almost single-handedly turned rock into the most popular music expression of the young, died today in a Memphis, Tennessee hospital at the age of 42. Presley was taken to the emergency room of Baptist Hospital in serious condition this afternoon, suffering from what hospital officials said was respiratory distress. His shake, rattle, and roll showmanship with such million sellers as You Ain't Nothing But a Hound Dog, Heartbreak Hotel, Blue Suede Shoes, and Love Me Tender kept teenage girls sighing. Presley went from driving a truck to driving the girls crazy in the mid-1950s. They screamed, jumped, and hollered as Elvis gyrated about the stage in sequined, skin-tight outfits. Elvis Aaron Presley was born in a two-room house in Tupelo, Mississippi, on January 8, 1935. During his prime in the 1960s, he carried about 175 pounds on his six-foot frame, but in recent years was plagued by weight problems as well as fatigue. Elvis, by the way, didn't smoke, didn't drink, and didn't drive a car. Elvis Presley, the king of rock and roll, died today at the age of 42.
CBS News.
You ain't nothing but a
sound characterized a decade, the rocking and rolling 50s. Today, the man whose name became synonymous with a new sound, Elvis Presley, died at the age of 42. I'm Stephanie Shelton, reporting on the CBS Radio Network, and we have a report on Presley's death from Dan Osborne of station WREC.
Elvis Presley, the Mississippi boy whose country rock guitar and gyrating hips turned the music industry inside out in the mid-1950s, died this afternoon in his adopted hometown, Memphis. The popular singer apparently collapsed at his home in South Memphis and was transported to Baptist Hospital by fire department ambulance. No cause of death has been announced, but a hospital spokesman earlier said Presley had suffered respiratory distress. A later report, confirmed through the local civil defense office, revealed that Presley was dead on arrival. Presley, known as the King of Rock, had many fans here in his hometown. Most of them at this point expressed shock and even disbelief. But there's no doubt the city has lost one of its all-time favorite sons. This is Dan Osborne for CBS News, Memphis.
Repeating, Elvis Presley is dead at the age of 42.
Elvis Presley's doctor says that a heart attack may have been the cause of death this afternoon. However, Dr. George Nikopoulos said the exact cause of death could not be determined until a postmortem examination is complete. Elvis's grandmother, Vera Presley, lives in Louisville, Kentucky. When she was told of Elvis's death, she said, "It's terrible." She asked, "What was the cause of death?" They said, "They think it's a heart attack." She said, "I always said that would be it when Elvis died. The Presleys all have had such bad hearts." Recapping for you, Presley was found unconscious this afternoon at his home by his road manager, Joe Esposito, who placed a call to the hospital in Memphis. Esposito said that Presley was not breathing and did not have a heartbeat when he found him. They rushed him to the hospital, but now they say he was probably dead on arrival at the hospital. Presley was 42 years of age.